I invite any large kids to come and join us if you want. You're welcome to sit in the pew if you don't want to get on the floor. But it's going to be fun. We had a lot more niños and keikis and small fry at 8 o'clock. But 10:30 lets you sleep in a little more, doesn't it? So, if you didn't notice, there's a couple of things that are unusual today. No, it's not the muumuu. That's the obvious. But I came into church with this. Does anybody want to wager or guess why? Less. No. Yes. It is obviously Earth Day. So let's go through the drill, my American friends. What is Earth Day? It's called Earth Day. That's a good start. Young lady. I like it. She's helping the earth. What do you think Earth Day is about? Or better yet, it's hide behind your guardian mom, Lady in Blue Day. I'll take it, mother. Just making sure. You never know. Is there any way you like to celebrate Earth Day? That's okay. You can answer later. Plant a tree. Okay, these are all good things. So Earth Day is all of these things. Some people said that it's the Earth birthday. I'll buy that for a dollar. It's pretty good. So it's a time for us to reflect on the reality that the Earth is our home and everybody has to share the Earth. And the sad news is this, and I'll keep it as cheerful as this bad news is. We're kind of trashing the Earth. Literally. You can actually use the word literally in that context. So what can we do? It's very overwhelming when we think about the rate of destruction versus like what a little old person can do, but let's evoke some scripture. You guys know about the mustard seed? Have you seen a mustard seed before? Have you seen how small it is? It's like when you have a strawberry and you get that little seed stuck in your teeth. I think the mature people can relate to that. When you get older and your teeth move around, the seeds get stuck in them. Poppy seed bagel, can I get a witness here? Fig Newton, do you know what I'm talking about? Maybe a rock in your shoe and you're walking, you're like, gosh darn it, there's a rock in my shoe. Well, yeah, so you see how something small has such a big impact? It's the same thing. We can do something that seems very small and actually have a big impact, right? The Dalai Lama talked about the mosquito, right? When you're sleeping. And when it stops, you know it's just sucking on you. Yeah. So the little mosquito is also a great obnoxious reminder that something small is mighty and has an impact. Let's be wonderful like a Fig Newton seed or picking up a can. So when we started our recycling program here in the islands, I made a little vow to myself. I said, gosh darn it, I'm going to recycle because there's no place for this stuff to go and I don't want to be part of those wackadoos that are just putting it in the landfill. So I collect these things. You'd have no idea what a source of aggravation this is with my mother. And yes, I still live with her. And she says, and I can't say it because we're in a holy place, but it's something to the effect of, when are you going to get those fill-in-the-blank cans to the recycling center? I'm not going to say that it's necessarily my idea of a good time, but you know what? I always feel good when I do it. So luckily for all of us, this is my Pastor Jeff moment, but I'm going to do it the Willow way because I can't possibly shake out the bag. That feels a little too disrespectful. Alrighty. You get to see what I drink. Teetotaler. No booze. I really like these. In case you ever want to give me something, it's the yellow one. It's the best flavor. And the pink lemonade at Whole Foods is pretty tasty as well. Alrighty. So, that's green juice, my friend. It's drinking your vegetables. So have you ever gone to the beach or any wonderful public place and you see something like this? Those damn hippies drinking their green juice at the beach. No, but seriously, have you gone to the beach and you see cans around? Does it aggravate you the way it does me? When I was about your age, this was in the 70s. That's a time machine. They had this campaign, and it was Litter Bugs Me. Does anybody here in the islands remember that? Can I give a shout out? Yeah. Don't be a litter bug. Litter bugs me. They made these things called weeple. And the, were they weeples? They were like little pom-poms and they had googly eyes. And if you like did good things, they gave them to you. It was very effective. But it was litter bugs me. And you know, that stayed with me. And I'm much older than you are now. And I thought like, yeah, you know what? I don't want to be a litter bug. Those people are like dodo heads. What wackadoos? Like, that's uncool, man. So when I see the trash, I pick it up. Now, here's a true story, and Scott's not going to be surprised at all because I'm pretty notorious for running at least 5 minutes late. And where I went to school, they had a punishment that if you were late, the teacher could send you to snack bar duty. Someone who goes to the school I went to will know what this is. Their way of punishment was you would have to, at lunch hour, go and report and pick up trash. And it was social shaming. You were supposed to feel bad because you were picking up trash in front of your friends. It didn't bother me one bit because I would pick up trash anyway. So why am I rambling about this stuff? Because the can is a really simple way to invoke a little bit of change. I've got something else here. Does this look like a duck?
I don't know.
No! It's a bag, my American friend. It's a bag. Well, something is in the bag. So this is the old canvas bag. I think you all are familiar with these things. They're very wonderful because using this sucker means you don't have to use so many of these. However, if you have these, I will gladly take them because my dog could use them. But, yes. So notice the equation here. You can use the cloth bag instead of the plastic bag, right? Oh, I like that. I feel like I have some music accompanying my message. Alrighty, here's another thing that you can do. See, this is not a duck. This is a fox box, my friend. And what do you think's inside of here? Oh my goodness gracious, it's another box. Okay, I have another one, but that one's in the, I was going to call it the laundry, but it's actually the washing machine. Actually, it's not the washing machine, it's the dishwasher. Anyway, these little doodads are the things I take for my snacks, right? So instead of using a Ziploc bag over many Ziploc bags, and there are people who wash them out, why? You can just use a little container. I am part Chinese. I've seen people wash out the Ziploc bag. Don't go there. Just use a container and wash it out. It's so much more civilized, right? So why do I bring that up? There are other ways. Check this out. Is this about as styling and profiling as can be? It's Instagram worthy, isn't it? Hashtag fabulous water bottle. So what I do, as singers, we like to stay hydrated, but all people should stay hydrated. Just in a few short months, it's going to be summer, and it's going to be hot, and we don't want anybody getting a bladder infection. What's a bladder infection? You can ask your mama. I don't think this microphone's working, but this is a fantastic way to avoid that thing, right? So, styling and profiling, this is my moment to let you know some LCH-inspired merchandise is going to be coming your way with the authorized logo. Tote bags, water bottles, keep your eye on the bulletin. They are not ready today. But these are small little things you can do to help the earth. So since we're on that wonderful trajectory, what else is in the magical bag? Floss. So floss is something that you can use twice. No. Please do not use your floss twice. I know somebody who did that. They would use the floss once, and then they would hang it on the shower stall after rinsing it, saying they could use it twice. And I just thought, I need to find the nearest exit right about now. Floss is something that it's okay to use it once. Flossing is good. Then you give it the toss. Toss the floss. Don't use the floss twice. My other personal thing, since I may never be up here ever again, although I want to be, the communal hand towel. Sometimes you go to a place and they want to save the planet, so they have like the dish towel and everybody can use the... Don't go there. Especially in flu season. Just use the paper towel. Sometimes the tree is going to be felled for a paper towel, and that's not so great. Yeah, the air blade is your friend as well. Right? Shake it out, wipe it off, whatever. Sometimes you gotta just use the things to help keep the health. But other times you can have the water bottle, and you can use your own little doodad, and you can use your cloth bag. So the little things matter in life, right? So that was kind of a long thing. I hope it was fun. Shall we learn a song and a dance just so you can share the love and aloha? You're like, you're gonna make us dance? Yes. Does any big kids want to come learn this micro hula? Come on, man. Okay, so inside your insert, the words are, let's say together, all across the land you see trash on the sand.
All across the land you see trash on the sand.
Pick it up right away to make a better day.
Pick it up right away to make a better day.
For you and for me, yo, and the whole Rose family.
For you and for me and the whole world's family.
Don't need no fancy plan. You can start with a can.
Don't need no fancy plan. You can start with a can.
Okay, we can learn this? Don't leave me hanging up here, man. And then you guys get to be the backup singers. I feel like Marie Osmond. It's so awesome.
Make a better day for you and for me and the whole world family. Need no fancy plan, you can start with a can. Don't need a fancy can, you can start with a can.